CBSI and the world. I'm John Batzler, off to NASA's plans in orbit for the space station. You will recall that NASA has an agreement with Roscosmos and other parts of the world about the space station. But we're looking to the future, and we're also looking at private enterprise in orbit. So right now, NASA's giving us an outline of what it needs as a space station customer now. NASA's thinking of is it profit, Bob? Are they thinking profit?
No, NASA's not thinking profit, but NASA's thinking its space station needs. You know, it's a customer, so it wants to do certain things in a space station. And it's got four different companies building space stations right now, private stations. They will own them themselves. And so it decided for those companies, it would be a good idea to outline in detail what NASA's needs as a customer will be, so these stations can possibly provide NASA what it wants. This is not NASA telling them how to design their stations, but it's NASA as a customer providing them the private companies a good idea of what their customer wants. And so they published two white papers this past week outlining what they wanted. One, the resources. It includes crew time, power, and volume needed in the station by the companies. And the other one, what the concept of operations NASA would like to do with those stations. That includes things like experiments, spacewalks, research capabilities, other things. And so this is in detail. I'm just generalizing. So now these four companies have a much more detailed idea of what NASA wants, and so now they will know what to build, and NASA now will have to decide where it wants to buy the product from these four companies. I suspect there might be some negotiations to put some things on one station and to put other things on another so that NASA can distribute the work between them all.
Let me understand here. The four new private space stations, maximum, and NASA's telling them what NASA wants on those stations, not on ISS, on those stations.
This has nothing to do with ISS. This has to do with NASA's future work. I mean, it's what NASA's been doing on ISS, but now NASA's outlining as a customer what it would like. It's like me calling up a construction company and saying, I need a building, and I'd like it to be this, that, and the other thing, and the construction company builds it for me. In this case, they're not quite telling them specifics in this construction, but the generalities in detail, and so we go from there.
Implicit, what does ISS become with NASA as a customer at private stations? Is ISS...
Oh, well, this is all part of the process of retiring ISS. Those private stations will replace ISS. ISS is not going to last past 28, probably, because of the various problems in the Russian modules that are attached to it.
What do they do with it, Bob? Do they deorbit? It's a huge machine.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, that's a very good question. I would say some private stations, Axiom comes to mind, since they're starting out building their station as part of ISS and will separate it. But I could see them wanting to buy some of the NASA modules. Some of those NASA modules will not be ready to deorbit when they get rid of the whole station. And these companies might want some of that salvage. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out.
Roscosmos, launching an unmanned Soyuz within days. Why, Bob?
This is the unmanned lifeboat that's going to provide, evacuation capability for the three guys on board that came up with the one that leaked. And this is part of the whole process of trying to figure out what's going on. I should tell you, they've inspected. They've now released. They've revealed that there were no malicious drill holes found on the Soyuz that's on the ground that's going to be launched. So they feel it's safe to launch. However, we don't know about the drill holes on the Progress freighter and the Soyuz in orbit right now, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. He's grateful, as I am, for the subscriptions and donations and the shortened fundraising for the mystery of the holes on Soyuz and the future of Mars exploration. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.